Chapter 1. The nightmare is over. When I open my eyes, there's nothing but darkness. I'm in a bed. That much I can tell, and it's not my own. The mattress is enormous, somehow contoured perfectly to my body. And for a moment, I wonder if my friends moved me to one of the bigger beds in Nine's penthouse. I stretch my legs and arms out as far as they'll go, and I can't find the edges. The sheet draped over me is more slippery than soft, almost like a piece of plastic, and it is radiating heat. Not just heat, I realize, but also a steady vibration that soothes my sore muscles. How long have I been asleep? And where the heck am I? I try to remember what happened to me, but all I can think of is my last vision. It felt like I was in that nightmare for days. I can still smell that burned rubber stench of Washington, D.C. Smog clouds lingered over the city, a reminder of the battle fought there, or the battle that will be fought there if my vision actually comes true. The visions. Are they part of a new legacy? None of the others have legacies that leave them traumatized in the morning. Are they prophecies? Threats sent by Cetricus Ra, like the dreams John and Nate used to have? Are they warnings? Whatever they are, I wish they'd stop happening. I take a few deep breaths to clean the smell of Washington out of my nostrils, even though I know it's all in my head. What's worse than the smell is that I can remember every little detail, right down to the horrified look on John's face when he saw me on that stage with Cetricus Ra, condemning Six to death. He was trapped in the vision too, just like I was. I was powerless up there, stuck between Cetricus Ra, self-appointed ruler of Earth, and Five. He's working for the Mogadorians. I have to warn the others. I sit bolt upright and my head swims. Too fast, too soon. Rust-colored blobs floating through my vision. I blink them away, my eyes feeling gummy, my mouth dry and throat sore. This definitely isn't the penthouse. My movement must trigger some nearby sensor, because the room's lights slowly grow brighter. They come on gradually, the room eventually bathed in a pale red glow. I look around for the source of the light and discover it pulsing from veins interwoven through the chrome-paneled walls. A chill goes through me at how precise the room looks, how severe, lacking any decoration at all. The heat from the blanket increases, almost as if it wants me to curl back up beneath it. I shove it away. This is a Mogadorian place. I crawl across the mammoth bed. It's bigger than an SUV, big enough for a 10-foot-tall Mogadorian dictator to comfortably relax in, until my bare feet dangle over the metal floor. I'm wearing a long gray nightgown embroidered with thorny black vines. I shudder, thinking about them putting me into this gown and leaving me here to rest. They could have just killed me, but instead they put me in pajamas? In my vision, I was sitting alongside Cetricus Ra. He called me his heir. What does that even mean? Is that why I'm still alive? It doesn't matter. The simple fact is, I've been captured. I know this. Now what am I going to do about it? I figure the Moogs must have moved me to one of their bases. Except, this room isn't like the horrific and tiny cells that Nine and Six described from when they were captured. No, this must be the Mogadorians' twisted idea of hospitality. They're trying to take care of me. Cetricus Ra wants me treated more like a guest than a prisoner, because one day he wants me ruling next to him. Why? I still don't understand. But right now, it's the only thing keeping me alive.